Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. As we look at this scripture, this is one of the most profound conversations, perhaps, that we have in all of scripture. Jesus is wondering, having the disciples answer for him the question, who do people say I am? And they have a lot of interesting answers that particularly to us may seem strange. They say that he could be John the Baptist, who, by the way, has been killed, that he could be Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets, all of which have been dead for sometimes generations in some cases. And people are wondering if this is a return of one of the truly great prophets. Now, that's an odd thing based on our cultures. We don't really see the world that way. We have a very linear view of time. Once a moment has passed, it only exists in our memory, and only the results of that moment may influence the current moment, but we cannot go back to it. The Jewish people, however, at this particular time, in their culture, had a more cyclical view of time. They kind of thought time turned over on itself. Now, it's not exactly reincarnation, but it was more of an idea that time flows more in a circle. Similar to how we would see the seasons, as winter flows into spring, and spring into summer, and summer into fall, and fall into winter, and winter into spring. It just sort of turns over on itself. And each one is different, and yet each one is basically the same in some ways. And so our patterns of the year become kind of cyclical. Well, they saw time that way, that time sort of turned over on itself, sort of repeated itself. And so they, when they responded to Jesus' question that they thought maybe he was a Jeremiah or Elijah or John the Baptist or one of the great prophets, what they're really doing is expressing their own worldview, their own cultural viewpoint, that made sense to them based on their understanding of time, based on their understanding of life. That was a pretty common understanding. And so when he asked the question, who do people say I am? That's a very broad, very general statement. They gave this answer based on the current worldview of the time. Then Jesus asked, well, who do you say I am? And Peter gives this very profound answer, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said that you did not get this answer from flesh and blood. In other words, he didn't get the answer from his worldview. He didn't get the answer from his culture. He didn't get the answer from his family tradition. All these things are human, flesh and blood. They are our human life experience. And Jesus says you didn't get it from flesh and blood. You didn't get it from human life experience. Whether it be cultural or family tradition or religious tradition or worldview, that's not where it came from. Peter's understanding that this was the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus says, this came from the Father who is in heaven. This came from God. And that's a very important thing for us to understand as spiritual people. That our culture, our worldview, our family influence, our cultural or religious influence, hopefully will point us in the right direction. Hopefully the traditions we come from have pointed us in the right direction. And the very fact that you're here today joining us online for this worship service shows that somewhere along the line, your influences pushed you in the right direction to be here. And so that is what influences us in our journey of life. However, Jesus says that the true understanding doesn't come from flesh and blood. To really understand who Jesus is, it does not come from a worldview or a culture or a family tradition or a religious tradition. Again, all those things are good, not criticizing any of them. And when they work well, they can really bring us to a good place of understanding about God. But the true understanding of Christ as the Son of the living God comes from connection with the Spirit of God. It does not come from flesh and blood, Jesus says. That insight doesn't come from our worldview or our human understanding. It comes from a higher level. It comes from an understanding that is revealed to us through God Himself. And this is why things like prayer and scripture reading that we talk about all the time, worship, the life of faith is so important, because we are consumed with our own worldview, with our own culture, with our own traditions and backgrounds. That molds us in large part to who we are. It's not uncommon for people to say, well, that's just the way I was raised, or that's where I come from, or that's part of my culture. Again, nothing at all wrong with that. All those can be very good influences. But there's another step in the life of faith beyond that. Even if you come from a very good family tradition, religious tradition, cultural worldview, even if all those things are very positive in your life, there's another step in the life of faith that Peter reveals. And that is an understanding of the spiritual life of who Jesus is that comes directly from the Spirit of God. You can't get that just from living life. It comes from the connection with the Spirit. And that's why we encourage you all the time to pray every day. Because sometimes we need to get outside of our daily life experience, to have some time outside of that. Sometimes we need to try to look beyond just our current understanding based on our traditions and our opinions and our worldview and how we've come through life to this point. We need to have spiritual moments that look beyond that, that push us beyond just the everyday life that we are living. And that's why prayer is so important. That's why the study of scripture and worship, these things are all so important, because they reveal to us the mind of God, the connection with God. So many people have asked me over the years when it comes to the topic of prayer and things like that, well, why should I pray? God already knows what I want. God already knows my needs and knows my desires and knows what I would ask for before I even ask it. So why should I pray? Well, asking God for things is perfectly legitimate. We do that all the time, and we should. We should express our desires and our needs to God in prayer. But that's not the only aspect of prayer. Sometimes prayer is just being quiet and being in the presence of God, of experiencing the presence of God in our life. And when we do, there are those moments when we make a habit of that. We make a practice and a ritual of coming to God every day, spending time quietly with God, just listening. Of course, expressing anything we want to express to God, but also just listening and listening to what God would reveal to us. It is in those moments that we get past our own worldview, past our own opinions, past our own influences, past the things that have sort of been solidified in our life of this is the way we think. We get beyond some of that and begin to really hear from God. And we can experience exactly what Peter did when Jesus says, this didn't come from flesh and blood. This didn't come from a worldly perspective. You understand who Christ is because God has revealed it to you. God wants to reveal to each one of us exactly the nature of Christ in our own life. He wants to reveal to us spiritual understandings and connections with Him. God created us for relationship with God. And to really get there, to experience that, we have to get past just our own opinions and worldviews. We have to get past our own daily routines. One of the things I've quoted many times is Corrie Ten Boom's quote that if the devil can't make us rebellious, he'll make us busy. And that is just so true of our modern life. We are so busy doing. and very often doing very good, legitimate things, that we don't have the time to be quiet, that we get so distracted that our whole view of Christ is just based on what the way we were raised or the way we've brought up or our own opinions of, that we've come to, and we are not open to what Jesus says is most important, what is revealed to us through the Spirit of God. And so I want to encourage you, as now more than ever, as we deal with so many things in this life and so many hardships that we are going through and transitions that are coming up and questions that people will have, I encourage you more than ever to spend that time, to find that time of prayer, to find that time of connection and just being quiet in the Spirit of God. And see if you can have those moments, seek those moments where your understanding doesn't come from flesh and blood, doesn't come from the human experience, but is revealed to you by the Spirit of God Himself. Peter has this insight from the Spirit of God, and we can have similar insights in our own life if we are open to that. The kind of profound moment that Jesus has here with Peter is open to us as well, if we are open to the revelation of God in our life. And perhaps now is as good a time and as important a time as any, as we go through these unprecedented things in our society, in our world, to truly look for what revelations God will give us in life that are beyond our human experience. And that's exactly why we pray. That's why I encourage you to pray every day. That's why we always pray together when we gather for worship. We always take time to pray together. And so let's take a time and let's pray together. God, thank you that you are more than our human experience. You're more than our current worldview. You're more profound than our current understandings. Help us to experience those. Help us to know that while our worldview and our family tradition and our the ways that of life that have molded us to this point may very well point us in the right direction, they may have served us extremely well, but there is a higher level of faith, there is a higher level of understanding when we hear directly from the Spirit of God. And so help us to have those understandings. Help us to get past just the current worldview, current influences, to make a priority to spend time with you and to connect with you and to experience you in ways that are revealed not by flesh and blood, not by human experience, but by the Spirit of God. Peter is praised by Christ for doing exactly that. So help us to do that as well. Help us to follow that example and not be like so many that the disciples reported were just seeing Jesus through a worldview. Help us to be more like Peter, that we see through spiritual eyes, that we see on a level that God has revealed. Help us to experience that in these very difficult times in which we live. Help us to know that it's not about our experience. It's about connection with you. Help us in these difficult times to experience you like never before and to be guided by your Spirit, by understandings that come from you. We ask this as we lift our prayers to you as your people and as your children. We take this time to lift our prayers to you.